A short ferry ride away across the Irish Sea, there's a crime syndicate at work. Well, syndicate may not be the right word. Would you believe bee rustling? Thieves on the island of Anglesey are hijacking hives, and they're likely renting out the bees and their queens to farmers to pollinate their crops. With the global collapse of bee populations, the crime is becoming quite lucrative. Katie Hayward of the Velen Honeybee Education Center has been hit twice in the last month. Thieves made off with 45,000 bees and four queens. How does one steal that many bees, or for that matter, any bees?
They've gone into the hives and they've brought along what's called a nucleus box, and they've done what's called a bee shake, which is where you hold the frames over the box and you shake the bees in. So they could be stored in the boot of any car, unfortunately.
Then they don't take the actual hive that you have built?
No. The hives that they've taken the bees from, that they've stole from, we've bred for calmness because we teach children with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew exactly what they were taking and the value of them. And there's been a huge surge in beekeeping as a hobby. The demand for new nucleuses has risen over 75% in the last 5 years.
Do you have any idea how much these people can earn by renting out your bees?
To rent out, they pay £100 a week to pollinate. And the unfortunate thing is you can't trace the bees once they're away from the hive.
Now, obviously, in this country with our big tradition of cattle herds in the West, cattle farmers brand their herds to identify the cattle when they're stolen so they can get them back. Is there any way to mark a population of bees?
It's very, very difficult because a honeybee, a normal worker bee this time of year only has a lifespan of about 40 days. So, unfortunately, there's nothing on the market to spray your bees with any kind of marking to date.
Well, you said that these people are taking the bees out of the hives using bee shakers, so obviously they know what they're doing. Is it disheartening to find that you have been robbed by fellow beekeepers?
It's completely heartbreaking. It's been devastating to us here because all of the beekeepers in the whole of North Wales, our country, know what we do here at Velen. You know, we use these bees to teach children with special needs. We use these bees to teach people not to be frightened of bees. So for someone to come to our home and willingly take them, you feel violated. And I feel hugely disappointed that one beekeeper is tarnishing what we hold dear, because we look after each other as beekeepers. It's a very difficult profession to do. It's hit us hard, to be honest. The farm we live on is over 750 years old, and we've always felt quite safe. So it's been a big eye-opener in the last 4 weeks for both myself and my family. So, yeah.
Well, Miss Hayward, we're sorry for your losses, and thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome, Linda, and thank you so much for your support.